Thank you so much, Audrey. Well, we're now going to go to Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan, who joins us on the line right now. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely, Dan. Happy Thursday, and thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So you just heard the news along with the rest of us, Bill Belichick and no longer with the Patriots. I was wondering if I could get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, what an end of an era. And, you know, as someone that grew up and I love football, you know, he brought us so many Super Bowls between him and Brady. And, you know, change is difficult without question. But, you know, we're very thankful for what he did to football here in New England. And you know, he is truly the greatest coach in the history of the NFL. So wish him well on whatever endeavors he chooses to do. And I'm looking to see what the Kraft organization does to bring in a new coach for the New England Patriots.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. Now, I also wanted to talk to you about something that has been going on. We've been seeing, of course, you had a recent bout with COVID, but there's also a flu going on. What are you seeing in the city in terms of that?
Yeah, I did a call yesterday with Rick Herman, our medical consultant, Dr. Rick Herman, and again, Dr. Eno Montesero, heads up Board of Health. And, you know, we have quite a few cases right now of COVID. Again, it's a different variant, but we have 149 active cases right now in the city of Brockton, 18 new cases in the last 24 hours. So, you know, when we kind of go back in time, we lost 540 residents to date to the pandemic. So, you know, the flu uptick is real right now. We're seeing not any increases in TB, but we have seen TB. We've seen some uptick in HIV. But right now, it's truly, you know, flu season, and the COVID mix is definitely there. And in the hospitals, again, right now, we only have Good Sam, you know, open right now. Brockton Hospital will be opening soon. But that's what Dr. Rick Herman and Eno Montesero, Dr. Eno Montesero shared with me. And, you know, the biggest thing we need to do is just, you know, we're only in January right now. So the winter months are upon us. And, you know, we just have to take care of ourselves and, again, your family. So I wish everybody, if they're not feeling well, stay home.
And speaking of the hospitals, you did mention it. Brockton Hospital still out of commission right now. When and what is the progress on that? Are there any updates?
Yeah, I have a weekly standing call with Bob Haffey. He's the CEO of Signature Healthcare Brockton Hospital. You know, they are going at it guns a-blazing, in a sense. You know, they have been. And, you know, I'm going to be doing a walking tour there with Mr. Haffey next week. But, you know, he has indicated to me springtime, it should be back going full capacity, which is what we want to hear, right? Because it's, you know, based in Brockton, but it's a regional trauma hospital. So I am just going to continue to speak to him and the organization, the board members. But right now I'm being told it's going to be full capacity opening springtime.
Now, something else I wanted to ask you about, Mr. Mayor, that's weather-related. We've been getting a lot of rain here in this area lately, and has that been causing any issues for the city with flooding, anything like that?
Yeah, we actually, well, you know, our waterways were at maximum capacity. DPW Commissioner Pat Hill was out and about. We had some roadways that had been flooded, specifically Belmont Ave and some of the areas off of Ash Street, some of the lower lands as well in the city of Brockton, Salisbury River, DW. We had a closed DW Fields Park for a while for a mixture of water issues, but also some down trees as well. So, you know, it has subsided. I met with Pat this morning at 8 o'clock, and the good news is here in the city of Brockton, the water is starting to decrease. But that was a ton of rain in a short period of time. I think it was 2.9 inches. And, again, we had some house floodings. People got some water in the basements. But, you know, that's kind of the latest and greatest relative to that.
Now, you're also going to be hosting an upcoming housing and livability forum. You're going to be taking part in that with the housing secretary?
Yeah, I mean, Secretary Ed Augustus is going to be coming to Brockton. They chose Brockton. They could have really chose anywhere in the South Shore, and they chose the City of Champions. Very thankful, you know, to the administration with the governor, lieutenant governor. And you know, the secretary is well-versed, having done a lot of work in Worcester, Massachusetts. So, yeah, I mean, we're excited to welcome him. I've met him a couple times in the past, and you know, we will continue to listen and learn from the administration, but also to showcase Brockton. You know, we're also going to be having a developers roundtable. This is phase two. I did one last year, but now kicking off the new year, we're going to be inviting developers, active developers, people that have developed in Brockton in the past, and then some prospective developers to come and meet with us on the 24th at the Shaw Center. So it really is all hands on deck. We have to continue to develop and provide housing and other opportunities here in the city of Brockton.
Now, one more thing, Mr. Mayor. I understand recently there was a town hall hosted in Brockton by the Election Modernization Coalition.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't able to participate in that, but it was really an educational, informative, you know, what are elections, how you register to vote, what the process is. And again, any information that can be provided to residents and help with the process of elections, you know, I support. It just was a conflict and I wasn't able to join it. But my understanding is you know, it was rewarding for people to learn, you know, the process. And, you know, one of my own children will be registering to vote next year. So it's an exciting time. And, you know, really, you hold it in the hands of the ballot box. So, you know, people that register to vote and go to vote, I think, is paramount to our success as a democracy.
And, of course, this is an election year, so I do want to ask, the city, I'm guessing, already gearing up for the election, preparations being made, all that stuff?
Yeah, I met with Cindy Scrivani. She's our elections director. You know, we were already talking about presidential primary in March, and we are working diligently with the schools because a lot of the polling locations are at schools as well. So she is on top of this. She's working with the Secretary of State's office and the Elections Commission for the Commonwealth. So it's an exciting time every 4 years here in the United States of America. And, you know, we just want to give the voters the opportunity to get to the polls and cast their ballot for whoever they choose to do so.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it.
Dan, I won't be able to join you next week. I'll be down in Washington, D.C. at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, but I'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
All right. We look forward to speaking with you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.